Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 187, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thy loving kindness, Lord, is good and free. In tender mercy, turn thou unto me. Hide not thy face from me in my distress. In mercy, hear my prayer, thy servant bless. And what follows? Psalter 187, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, of which we wish to read together, can be found in John 12, and the verses 1 through 11. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. John 12, the first 11 verses. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? And this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, ever faithful, good doing, a righteous God of the heavens and of the earth, then thou wast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day and the opportunity to come up to thy house. May we become small and humble thereunder, for we find it all so ordinary. Thou yet maketh a great difference with so many, with most of the people upon the face of the earth. For many, they cannot come up to thy house, and great multitudes no desire, and many are not willing. Then we commend unto thee all those that are sick and afflicted upon the face of the earth, many quarantined, not leave their homes. On other places thou wast send great storms of destruction, and where there was death, wilt thou remember the mourning ones. Other countries, because of persecution, must remain in their homes with fear and trembling, and other countries where there is war. And then in the midst of all the trials of life, then thou grantest yet so much, so richly, so liberally, and so undeservedly unto us and our children. And, O Lord, wilt thou spare us, that under all thy goodness, that we only harden our hearts further. But may it be thy goodness that leadeth to that true repentance, that godly sorrow, and a need for thee. We may acknowledge thee for thy caring, for thy sparing, for thy protecting, and for thy providing hand in this past week. And over against all thy goodness, then our sins, they are great and manifold, and may it be impressed upon our hearts that no one can stand before infinite purity and before thy holy justice. Lord, we humbly beg of thee in this morning hour for the work of thy Holy Spirit. The prophet of old has declared, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, as saith the Lord of hosts. And thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, but that it shall prosper in the thing whereto thou shalt send it, O Lord. May it not be for our judgment, but may it be for our conversion. And to that end, may it please thee to go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, and that sinners may be arrested by thy free and sovereign grace, and that room may be made in many hearts. Oh, we stand in need of the same thing, and that in this passion season, when we may meditate upon the deep and unfathomable suffering of thy dear Son, for the glory of thy name and for the saving of his church, that room may be made for that passion, that sinners young and old, that they may be placed in their guilt, that they may be placed in their missing, oh, to become a seeking people. Wilt thou spare us and our children, that we build not upon sandy foundations? Wilt thou remember thy seeking church? And may it be granted in this season, ah, thou hast a people upon the earth that learn that they are so ignorant in heavenly ways that they must be taught every step of the way. And to that end, by thy Spirit, may thy children be given to see more clearly, to believe more strongly, to love more ardently, oh, to hope more steadily, and to walk more cheerfully with that humble and thankful heart, and to learn of him, through him, and to him are all things. Oh, to be given to behold the Lamb of God, that Lamb without blemish, that has shed his precious blood for the chiefest of sinners. Oh, he is so white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. Ah, Lord, thou holdest thy hand so still, but may it please thee to do a great work in the latter days of the earth amongst us and our children, that also in this morning, that we remain not untouched and unmoved under the proclamation of law and gospel, and impress upon all our hearts, the hearts of young and old, that there is that one thing needful. We are traveling, we are hastening to eternity. Oh, impress then the shortness and the solemnity of life upon all our hearts, and the certainty of death, of judgment, and of eternity. Wilt thou remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth? May thy word go forth with power divine. May there be a rich ingathering. May the kingdom of Satan be diminished, and the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and may it be extended, and may it be expanded. And oh, may we and our children, and may we be included in that number, because what shall it be under such a precious proclamation, and then to have heard the way and not walk therein, and then have to go lost forever and ever, and all our own fault. Oh, may then guilt become guilt. Oh, wonder-doing God, And may it please thee to stretch forth thy almighty arm, and that sinners may be saved in this very hour. Wilt thou remember the many temporal needs? Wilt thou remember all those that could not come up to thy house in this morning hour because of lawful reasons, taking care for the children, the sick, those that are old, the reasons are known unto thee. Wilt thou remember the seriously sick, O Lord? Then by renewal we commend unto thee the mother with her serious sickness in her frail and weak condition. Oh, may she be given to cry with the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner. We commend her unto thee for body and for soul. Wilt thou remember her together with her dear husband and the family circle? Wilt thou remember all those that are sick, all under the physician's care? Oh, may these callings be used, that sin-sick souls, by the uncovering work of thy Holy Spirit, that they may be healed by the heavenly physician. Wilt thou remember, uphold and comfort all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, all those that have brought beloved ones to the cemetery? Wilt thou continue to uphold them? Remember our elderly ones that have come to the evening of their life. Remember in the care home with all those that care for them, those that are bound to their dwellings, and those that may still come up to thy house. Wilt thou remember the crosses, the burdens, the scars? Wilt thou remember all the handicapped ones, with their difficulties, with their loved ones? And thou knowest all the different circumstances. Remember the family circles. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly ask thee for thy help. Oh, thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee. Oh, wilt thou grant a few of Aaron's and hers among young and old. And may it please thee to open the scriptures, that with a little freedom and liberty, we may be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. Oh, may it be for uncovering, may it be for conversion, may it be for examination, may it be for encouragement and comfort. Wilt thou remember the hearers? Wilt thou help our little boys and girls to understand, to listen? Ah, thou only needeth one word, but what our little children need, that we all need. We can be so beset with the cares of the world. May they have been left outside of the church doors in this morning. Give a little rest in thy house. Wilt thou take away the tiredness of the body, the worldly and the wandering thoughts? Lord, so we have many things to ask, many reasons to acknowledge thee, but many reasons to be ashamed. Oh, wilt thou make us more a praying and a begging people, when thou grantest it, than in this wicked day has been set aside, in a special way to call upon thy name? But if it is right, oh, then it should be a prayer day every day. Wilt thou answer our feeble supplications? We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. A Psalter 426, the stanzas 1, 7, 8, and 9. I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. He hears my voice, my cry, and supplication. Inclines his ear, gives strength and consolation. In life and death, my heart will seek his face. The extra collection today is for the Bethesda Building Fund. Psalter 426, the stanzas 1, 7, 8, and 9. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which you can find in John 12, the verses 2 through 8, and we shall read the third verse. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Our text words speak of Mary anointing Jesus in the house of Simon the leper. With three thoughts in the first place, Mary's fervent love shown to Jesus. In the second place, Mary bitterly accused before Jesus. And in the third place, Mary lovingly defended by Jesus. Mary anointing Jesus in the house of Simon the leper. Mary's fervent love shown to Jesus. Mary bitterly accused before Jesus. And thirdly, Mary lovingly defended by Jesus. Beloved congregation, in our text words, then the Lord Jesus Christ, as the mediator in the state of his humiliation, then he has set his face toward Jerusalem to there to suffer, to be nailed on the cross and to die. And that for a purpose so God glorifying and so soul saving. A word Jesus, where he has assumed our human nature, a word he would be given to satisfy his Father's justice, and that he would pay for the sins of his children, and that he would set them free. Then for the Passover lamb, then that lamb did not know when that lamb was set apart, that the lamb would be slain in the near days. But for the Lord Jesus Christ, that was part of his suffering, and that when he has tabernacled upon the earth among the children of men, then the cross was continually before him. And then in his ministry, what a bitter persecution and what an opposition he has experienced by the Pharisees, by the scribes, and by the Jewish people. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he had disciples, he had women that administered unto him. And it is true, then his disciples and those women, if they were so ignorant concerning the way of salvation, and that is the experience of the child of God. Oh, for the true child, then there are times that they may be given to be wonder, that they may receive a little instruction and a greater wonder, is that they may remain a student, because they learn that they are so ignorant, is that they are so slow of learning, is that they have to unlearn so much, is that they have to relearn so much. And now in our text words, we have one who was such a privileged one because of Mary. as she was given to sit at the feet of Jesus. Oh, what a blessed household. Then there was a Martha, a Mary, and a Lazarus. And then I read in the Gospel of John that Jesus, in John 11, verse 5, and now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Oh, young and old, have we now become a student of Jesus? And no, then I do not ask you in this morning whether you dare to say it, but let me ask you, who are you following? Is it the Word of God or the world? Have you received those living desires and those longings for the Lord and for His righteousness? Oh, has it become true in your life? What we have sung together out of Psalm 116. I love the Lord, the fount of life. He hears my prayers and my supplications. And now we read in the scripture of Mary. Then we find three times that she was privileged, oh, to sit at the feet of Jesus. And then in Luke 10, then we find that Martha was serving, but Mary has sat at His feet. Then in the preceding chapter of our text, in John 11, then when Lazarus has died, and they have called for Jesus, then Martha has come to Mary, the Master has come, and calleth for thee, and then Mary has fallen at His feet. And then we read the only words that Mary has spoken. Oh, in the scriptures, one sentence, one statement. Then Mary has spoken more by her life than by her speaking. And then when Jesus has come, when Lazarus has died, the only words recorded of Mary, Lord, if thou wast been here, my brother had not died. Ah, then we read of a weeping Mary, and those tears of that Mary, they have drawn out the tears of Jesus. Because then we read, boys and girls, you know, maybe the shortest text in the Bible, John 11, verse 35, and Jesus wept. And now in this morning hour, for a moment, then our thoughts go to a house, to Bethany, a little town about 2 miles southeast of Jerusalem on the slope of the Mount of Olives on the way to Jericho. And there was a house of Simon the leper. This history is recorded in three Gospels, Matthew 26, Mark 14, and in John 12. Then in the scriptures in Luke 7, we also read of a woman who was a sinner, who was anointed Jesus. Many similarities. Nevertheless, it is clear that in Luke 7, it is another history. It is another woman. Because in the first place, it was earlier in the ministry of Christ. And in the second place, then it was in the house of Simon the Pharisee. But in our text words, it is in the house of Simon the leper. Undoubtedly, it is the thought that Simon the leper, that he has been healed by Jesus, and he has retained that name more often in the scriptures. Think of Matthew the publican, but he has become a follower and a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now undoubtedly, oh, it is true. Then the Lord Jesus Christ, when he has walked upon the earth in his public ministry, then that house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, that was an Elam for him. But now in our chapter, oh, when he has come to Jerusalem,
to suffer and to die, that he may receive a little Elam, that he may behold the fruit of his own work. Then he may see a dove, his dove at his feet. Oh, that was the joy of the greater bridegroom, that the bride may be gathered, and that the bride may come, and that the bride may manifest her great love. And now was Simon the leper, then he has invited Jesus, the disciples, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, who has been raised from the dead. Oh, it is true in this chapter. Then we still read that Martha has served. Oh, the Lord does not convert characters, but we may believe and hope that it was more in proportion, that she was not so encumbered with serving, but we have to eat, we have to drink. Does Martha still serving? But let us hope more in proportion. And now, a Simon the leper, oh, in the way of gratitude, then he had a desire that he may do something, that he may provide for Jesus and his followers. Oh, congregation, then you may be sure that Simon the leper in his house, that there was not anything that would grieve the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how is it with our houses? Has that now become the desire that the Lord may dwell with us and our children, as the Word of God? Does that have divine authority? Is it in our families, Lord? What wilt thou have me to do? Oh, everything that offends, is that cast out of our houses? Because we may be sure that for a Simon the leper, when the Lord works by his love, then sin becomes sin. Then we are given to experience and see the exceeding sinfulness of sin. Oh, it does not mean, that warfare with the flesh, with the world, and with the devil. And then even a child of God, they can backslide very far. But when it may be lively, by the work of the Holy Spirit, then they shall say with an Ephraim, as I read in Hosea 14, what have I any more to do with the idols? Then we shall be careful. Then it is our desire with the psalmist. In Psalm 17, verse 5, hold up my steps, that my footsteps slip not. Thus a Simon the leper, had a desire that Jesus with his people, as the psalmist not said, I am a companion of them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. Fathers and mothers, how is it with our houses? Boys and girls, how is it in our houses? Can it be seen that there is that desire that the Lord may dwell amongst us? And then we must examine our hearts. How is it with our hearts? Have we become beggars? Have we become students on the school of King Jesus? And have the prayers been multiplied? Then it becomes the desire with the prayer of the psalmist in Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. And now we read of a Mary. Because when there is love, then love needs an outlet. And then it is the desire that we may manifest that love in special ways to the one we love. So it is a natural life, and so it is in spiritual life. And now in this chapter, then by renewal, we do not read that Mary has spoken a word, but she has showed her love. Christ has said, by their fruit ye shall know them. And then Mary has showed her love. And then, boys and girls, what has Mary done? Then she had a little bottle made of stone. And in that bottle, there was that precious ointment. And in Bible times, that ointment that had different purposes than many times it was used for a traveler to anoint them for refreshment, was also used to set apart for a special purpose. We think of the furniture of the tabernacle and of the offices in the Old Testament. And now Mary, all with a heart full of love, then she has brought that bottle along with that precious ointment, in our text words, a very costly, in Matthew 26, an alabaster box of very precious ointment. In Mark 14, ointment of spikenard, very precious. And it is declared in our text words that that ointment was worth 300 pence. And in Matthew 20, verse 2, then we read that the wages of the labor in those days was one penny. Just then, boys and girls, you can figure it out. 300 days wages would be a whole year working from Monday to Saturday. Thus then we may realize what a costly present that she has brought. Oh, when we consider our text words, then also much instruction for prayer day. Because Mary has not only come out of form and duty, oh, of course, very fitting and very proper when a day may be set aside, that in a special way we may call upon the name of the Lord to humbly beseech, with a deep impression of our sins and of our unworthiness, but to beg the Lord for His blessing in the season that lies before us. But oh, may it be more than form and duty, because for a Mary, oh, then it was not form and duty, but with a heart full of love to Jesus, ah, then she has come. Then undoubtedly, then she has saved up that ointment. And then that ointment, we have mentioned two purposes. It was also used for burial, as we hope to hear later in our text words. And then what has that Mary done? Oh, then she has taken that bottle, and they tell us that in the top of that bottle, a very small opening, usually for a few drops. But then Mary has broken that top, and then she has poured that ointment upon her beloved Savior. Then in the other Gospels we read upon His head, and in John we read of His feet. Then undoubtedly, then she has poured it upon His head and upon His whole body. And then that ointment that has given a sweet-smelling Savior. Oh, young and old, then we can picture it. Boys and girls, if you now had to draw a picture of Mary, how would you draw her? Oh, in all modesty, let our mothers and daughters follow her example. Oh, then surely, because it would not make sense. Oh, if a Mary had come to grieve her Savior, and then with that bottle, then we would say it is hypocrisy. But when there is a heart full of love and respect to God's holy word, then we shall be so careful. And then we shall be many times on our knees, that we may be given to behold the evil of evil, that we grieve not the Lord. Oh, then we can picture that Mary. Oh, may it arouse to a jealousy. Oh, are there people that may be given Oh, that cannot deny, because that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we can make much. We can make a confession, a profession. We can have some pharisaical religion. We can have form and duty. But now that true love, which is wrought by the Spirit, that we cannot give to ourselves, that we cannot give to our neighbor. Love is a gift of God. Oh, has the Apostle Paul not written in 1 Corinthians 13 that of faith, hope, and love, that charity is the greatest? Oh, the loving deed of Mary. And then we read, oh, it is clear that she has come behind Jesus, to stay in the background, but with a burning heart of love, with a desire that she may manifest that love. Oh, then for sure. Then when Mary has come in that house of Simon the leper, then she was given to see no one but Jesus alone. Then the fear of man has fallen away. Then she has done it with an undivided heart, with that vehement desire that she may show that fervent love to her Savior. Oh, it is true. The disciples and the women, they still had much to learn. Nevertheless, a manifestation of that love. And then we read in our text words that Mary with her glory, according to 1 Corinthians 11, with her long hair, that she was given to dry the feet of her blessed Savior. Oh, the love shown to the Lord Jesus Christ, young and old. How is it in our life? Because when the Lord works, then it cannot remain hidden. And then we do not begin by speaking, we begin by crying. But then by their fruit ye shall know them. Oh, then whether we are young and old, then it shall be seen in our life. And then we have a desire that we may show that love. Oh, it is true. Then the church with the solemnest of old, as we have sung together out of Psalm 116, what shall I render unto the Lord? And now for the church, the deeper that they may be led, and O people of God, may we be led deeper into the mysteries of salvation. Oh, the passion weeks, to experience deeper, more profoundly, the need of that passion, but also what it has cost the Lord Jesus Christ to save his church. Oh, what it must have been for the Savior. What a Elam, when he has experienced, when he has seen. Oh, his bride, oh, his dove. Do we not read in the Song of Solomon 2 verse 14, oh, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Oh, that dove is given to experience her sinfulness and that she wanders so far away. But, oh, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Oh, let me see thy countenance and let me hear thy voice, for thy voice is sweet and thy countenance is comely. Oh, blessed people, is there a people that may be filled with a holy jealousy? Oh, boys and girls, what a Mary has experienced that surpasses all the things of the world, not to despise what the Lord giveth, but oh, the blessed place of a Mary to deny herself and to come with such a precious gift. Our second thought, Mary bitterly accused before Jesus. Then we read that the whole house was filled with that ointment. What a blessing when it may be so with our presence. And then we could speak of the weaker vessel, mothers, daughters with her feminine gifts in the home, whether simple serving, whether kindness, whether acts of devotion and love, that such a dwelling may be filled with that sweet ointment. That is a great blessing upon this world, even in a natural way. And then we would think, when that house was filled with that precious ointment, could not remain hidden, that everyone would be given to rejoice, because the Apostle Paul has written to the Romans in Romans 12 that we must rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep. It is true, undoubtedly, then with Mary it must have been as with that woman in Luke 7, oh, that she has wept those sweet tears. But then in our text words, then alas, we read of something else. Someone has also come who was not invited. That is the devil. He tries to destroy the work of the Lord. And he loves to pester his child, to assault and to mock, to question them concerning the work of the Lord in their hearts. And the devil has many ways. He has many instruments. I read of a Judas, a called disciple, one that has cast out devils, and one that has preached. And we do not read in the Bible that the other disciples have come to Jesus and says, Master, one of your disciples is not preaching a sound doctrine. We do not read that. Judas was even given the bag, means he was treasure. Thus he had respect among the disciples. And yet of a Judas it is written in Mark 14, verse 21, it would have been better if that man had never been born. Do we sometimes think about a congregation, why we are born, the purpose of our life? Are we busy with that purpose? Why we are born? Why has the Lord created us? For His honor and glory, the jewel of creation. But now through our deep fall, we have lost that purpose. And may that become our burden. May that become our grief. And may the prayers be multiplied to that end. And now for Mary, then a Judas has spoken up. We have heard it read. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, a Simon's son, which should betray him. And the other Gospels we read in Matthew, the disciples saw it, they had indignation. And in Mark, some had indignation and murmured against her. Then it seems that Judas has spoken up. The disciples have listened. And the disciples, they have thought that Judas had a point. Then we read of a Judas when he has spoken, that he has criticized Mary for what he has done. There are people upon the earth that many times they are busy, maybe even their life, even their joy, when they may criticize other people. Can be that it can be a trend that goes from generation to generation. Can also be because that we feel very insecure. Also be because of pride and to justify yourself. Because for a Judas, when he saw that Mary has anointed with such a precious gift, and Judas has not brought anything, then to make himself feel good and to justify himself, then Judas has spoken that Mary has not done right, and thereby trying to say that Judas is doing right. Also good to examine, it can even be in family circles, that in marriage life, that husbands and wives, that many times they are busy criticizing one another, even for the smallest things. These things ought not to be so. Then husbands and wives, then I can point you to the Song of Solomon. Go together through that book and write down how often that the bride and the bridegroom have praised each other. And I read in Proverbs 31 that the children and husbands, they must rise up and praise the wife and the mother. Thus practical instruction. On the other hand, when there is sin, then we must be honest. And what a responsibility that fathers and husbands have in their household, that they may instruct their household according to the word of God, and that there may also be instruction and loving admonishment concerning sin. Nevertheless, what a poor life we have to be as a Judas, busy criticizing other people, even criticizing a weeping Mary at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ that has brought such a precious gift and that has labored for so many days, we would say has saved it up for a special occasion. And now when the special providence of the Lord, where she was invited and where she has offered her sacrifice of thanksgiving in such a humble and such a beautiful way to her master. And then a Judas has spoken, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence? Thus Judas was a businessman. He was a quick thinker. He knew the price of commodities and how beautiful, how religious it sounded. And that a Judas has spoken in a way to try to give the appearance and that he had a heart full of love for the poor and a weeping Mary at the feet of Jesus. What an arrow and what a dart that must have been for that Mary. She was at the feet of Jesus with her tears and drying his feet with her long hair. Oh, what a poisonous arrow. What that must have been for Mary. And now with Judas, it sounded so pious in the other Gospels we read that the disciples have listened to Judas, that they have pondered over it, and it seems, maybe in the way of nodding, that they said, Judas has a point. What do you think, congregation, about the thought and the question, because it was put in the way of a question. Why was not the ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Oh, in the life of a child of God. After a special blessing received, then how Satan can come and with a question. And that soon everything is gone and everything is upside down. Our third thought, Mary lovingly defended by Jesus, let us first sing. Of Psalter 161, the first four stanzas. My soul in silence waits for God, my Savior he has proved. He only is my rock and tower, I never shall be moved. And what follows, Psalter 161, the first four stanzas.
Mary anointing Jesus in the house of Simon the leper. Mary's fervent love shown to Jesus. Mary bitterly accused before Jesus. And now thirdly, Mary lovingly defended by Jesus. If it had been right, then Judas and the disciples and those present, then they should have rejoiced with Mary. It should have been for encouragement. It should have been for examination. And it should have made ashamed that Judas and the disciples have thought to themselves, this Mary has brought such a precious gift, has anointed our Master, and what have we brought? And how is it in our heart? Ah, what a Mary has experienced. That is not so strange for the true child of God. When they may have that close and dependent life, and then the one time they are called a legalist, another time a Pharisee, another time overzealous, maybe as with a Warburton wildfire. Ah, then that minister has said that he had a desire more for it. And with those accusations, ah, those true Marys, and then many times they are given to examine their heart, and they experience it all lives within the legalist, the Pharisee, and the list is very long, and that they think if the people now knew what a black heart lives within that Mary. Nevertheless, notwithstanding, then those Marys may truthfully say, notwithstanding everything that is wrong, and there is much wrong, and to that end for those Marys, then Christ, so necessary and precious, in his threefold office. But now with those accusations, then Mary, she has remained silent. What a blessed instruction of Hezekiah in Isaiah 36, when that rapture chaos come to mock with the God of Israel. Then Hezekiah has given clear instruction that people must hold their peace. What an instruction for the people of God. And further, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness in Matthew 4, that threefold temptation, then Jesus has pointed the devil to the Word of God. What a privilege it is when it may be granted, because how often the child of God starts to argue with Satan, and Satan does not always come with lies. He comes with many truths. Oh, child, look in your heart. And now outwardly with a bottle of ointment. But look in now your heart and look at all your sins. But now Mary the privileged, oh, at the feet of Jesus, with her Master, and then she has remained silent. And then Jesus, with his dove at his feet, that is the joy of Jesus.
Oh, concerning those doves, what precious invitations. Oh, are there still those doves in my midst, with a heart full of love as with a Mary? Then Christ says, come unto me, all ye that labor and that are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. In John 6, verse 37, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. And that a Mary has experienced, oh, under those accusations, to be quiet and to wait for the Master to speak. And then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Then in Matthew 26, verse 10, there Jesus has also spoken, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. And in Mark 14, verse 8, she has done what she could. Let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she done this. How far that Mary has been led into the suffering, the death, the God-glorifying purpose, and the salvation of souls, we shall leave it lie. But then Jesus has declared that Mary, she has sat at his feet, and by the work of the Holy Spirit, because the child of God is so dependent upon the enlightening of the Spirit, that Mary has paid close attention, and it seems that she understood and believed more than the other ones that were present. We read of the enemies that they have indeed remembered that Jesus has spoken of his death and of his resurrection. And that it is implied that Mary has understood and believed from what she has heard that her Master was going to Jerusalem and that terrible things would take place, that the time was short, and to that end, that bottle that she has saved up, that she could not hold off any longer, and to that end was given to anoint her beloved Master with that ointment. She has done it for his burying. And then Jesus has also said, for the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. That pointed to his death. What a blessed place of a Mary. Are there souls that are sitting with a holy jealousy, maybe seeking souls, that are saving up your little bottle of love, and that you have begged the Lord many times, and that the fear of man may fall away, but that you may show that love because the church, 1 John 4 verse 19, we love him because he has loved us first. And now when we consider Mary, we have said three times that it is recorded that she was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And then, people of God, then let us examine ourselves how far we may go with Mary, because in Luke 10, then she was sitting at the feet of Jesus as her prophet. And then she was instructed in the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. In John 11, when Lazarus has died, and when Martha has said, the Master has come and calleth for thee, and when Mary has went to meet Jesus and has fallen at his feet, and then she was instructed in that kingly office where Jesus as king by his almighty power has raised Lazarus from the grave. But now it is so necessary for the child of God to be led into that priestly office, because the priestly office, that is the foundation of the other two. And now the Lord has those Marys that may be instructed under his prophetical office, where they may experience in the way of providence, and where they have made that good choice with the Ruth, that he may be their king. But now those blessed Marys, because in our text words, then a Mary was led in beginning into that priestly office, because Christ has said, for my burying she has done this, the poor ye have always, but me ye have not always. The blessed portion of those true Marys, she has done what she could. It is a blessing when by the common goodness of the Lord, that in the midst of the congregation, that there is much help, much love, and much compassion shown to the needy, to the sick, and to the suffering. The Lord has left many good things amongst us. But now for a Mary, then the Lord Jesus Christ has said, she has done what she could. There is much work to be done, and Mary had an impression that the time was short. Solomon in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 has said, whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor wisdom, nor knowledge in the grave, whether thou goest, young and old, how is it with us, traveling to eternity? And now, the Lord has a people upon the earth. And in the way of thankfulness, oh, it is true, that people, they find that Pharisee dwells within. But now in a way of thankfulness, George Whitefield, whom the Lord has used so richly in the midst of his church, and then he has stated in a sermon with tears, then he has said, Jesus has done so much for me. Oh, he has done everything, and I do so little for Jesus. And if there was a man that has spent himself in the service of the Lord, then it was him. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? Congregation, what is our life? May we be given to resemble Mary in a small way. Or must it still be said of us, of what Paul has written to the Philippians in chapter 2, verse 21, each seeketh the things of their own and not the things of Jesus Christ. Oh, for a Mary, as she has experienced much opposition in our text, not by the world, but by the church. But now, for the true child of God, then there shall come a time, I read thereof in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, that there shall be a marriage supper, and there shall be no troublers, and there shall be no accusations, but there it shall be peace, and there they shall be given to sing the song of Moses and of the Lamb. In Matthew 26, verse 13, then Christ has added, we must close in this morning, but let us mention that text, and that confirms that the Lord is a God of truth, and that not one word shall fall to the ground concerning the church, but also concerning the wicked. Because what Christ has spoken in Matthew 26, verse 13, that is fulfilled in this morning hour. Oh, may it be encouragement for the true child of God. Then Christ has spoken, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may our hearts be filled with a holy jealousy when we have heard of the loving and compassionate deed of a Mary who was come at thy feet. Wilt thou remember the unconverted? May they in this day, by thy grace, receive a place as a poor sinner at thy feet. May there be those that may truly learn to weep in sincerity with that profound repentance and a begging of thee for thy favor. Lord, we have heard of a Judas. There can be so much, and yet that it is not of you, thee. Lord, wilt thou remember thy people? Wilt thou instruct
wilt thou encourage and wilt thou comfort. Watch over us in this day. Keep us safely over the unsafe roads. May we be given to keep the Sabbath day holy. Forgive us of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 147, the stanzas 1, 4, and 7. O save me by thy name, and judge me in thy might. O God, now grant my urgent claim, acceptance in thy sight. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a prayer day service this coming Wednesday, March 11 at 10 a.m. and at 7 p.m. All collections will be for the school unless otherwise indicated. And next week Sunday, there was an error in the church news. Reverend Adams will not be here. There will be reading services. And there will be a Dutch service downstairs. Psalter 147, 1, 4, and 7. Save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.